Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, November 28th, Giving Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, Weegee Stewart joins us from the Community Foundation. Check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we'll have our gift of the day for Deck the Town. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. It's not just any Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. And as you are literally coming off of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, and nothing wrong with that, taking care of you and your family for the holiday season, today folks are asking that you think about others. And whether it's philanthropy or quality of life, there's any number of organizations you can support on this Giving Tuesday. Weegee Stewart joins us from the Community Foundation in studios. How did this all begin, Giving Tuesday?
It started in 2012 in New York City.
At a YMCA.
Yeah. And I think it was just exactly what you just said. It was a reaction to the consumerism of the Thanksgiving weekend and just stopping and saying, whoa, what's really important?
Now, I'm always careful with this because the consumerism is how we end up paying for everything. So,
some people
think of it as a bad thing. I think, okay, you know, those create jobs and help people get back on their feet and all of that. But there's nothing wrong with, no matter what your background or your faith, you know, people will tell you, you know, you got to take time to be grateful for what you have and look around and see others that might not have as much and to give back.
I think the way the movement took off and, you know, look in 5 years how it's grown, it spoke to people. I mean, there was something in their experience on Thanksgiving weekend that they needed that whole field.
I think it's their fellow human beings.
Yeah.
That's why I don't leave the house on Black Friday. I just read the reports of all the fisticuffs going on in Walmarts everywhere, and you go, okay, people, we've lost our humanity a little bit here.
That's been going on a long time.
It really has. So for the third year here, First United Methodist Church is going to host some local folks.
You know what's cool about what we do in Decatur? We have the online giving, the Facebook, social media, campaigns, which is one of the things that Giving Tuesday did. It brought charity to social media and really pushed it out to millennials and young people who like that platform. But in Decatur, we also have that touchy-feely face-to-face experience available.
So you can find out about people and what they do face-to-face in person.
Exactly. Right. So that's what's happening at First Methodist today. And there are charities that have booths set up. They'll have giveaways. They'll have pamphlets to draw you into talking about their mission and hopefully that you will like them.
Okay, they're located
in real life.
201 West North Street, and they're going to be there from 11 to 1 and then from 4 to 6.
Right, so during the lunch hour and then after work, people who are motivated can stop in there and experience, you know, something new maybe, and then make a donation to one of their causes that they care about.
And then the Y's hosting the event
at
their place. Matt Whitehead's going to be with us a little bit later today. That's the one thing I worry about is that there's so much that, you can get kind of you know, it's hard to focus. You know, you've got all these organizations.
We're
spotlighting a few today.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can find out about.
But here's the deal. I mean, I think people who care about an organization or want to promote a cause in the community, now's the time. Think about what you want to do. Make your donation and say, I did my part on Giving Tuesday and get on with your day.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, there's a lot of people out there that are not givers and don't necessarily support an organization or a cause. They see all the things that happen in this community, and they watch people donate, and they see food drives happen and everything else, but maybe they don't. Because if you do the math, they clearly don't, because if everyone in this community gave $20, we'd be talking about an awful lot of money.
Sure.
So clearly there's a lot of people that don't. So to take one day out of the year, heading into the holiday season, good karma, feel a little better, whatever you want to, whatever your reason for doing it, it does make a difference. Just be thankful there's people that are willing to run all these organizations and raise money and do all the work so that you can enjoy a children's museum or Habitat for Humanity or the Greater Decatur YMCA. Not asking you to do all that, just get online and make
a
donation.
Yeah,
because it does help and it makes an impact. Then I think there are people that think, I can't make an impact or I don't have the means to make an impact. But that's not true.
If you go on the I'll Give website, you can donate $20 to an organization that will, over the course of a day, those are going to add up and they're going to make a difference for the charities.
All right. So, give me the history of the Community Foundation. When did it start?
It was chartered in 1998.
Okay.
In the year 2000, it was actually up and running. Lucy Murphy was in place as first executive director. The board was working to raise money. And over the course of now 17 years, and I've been there 7.5.
Wow.
I know.
That seems like yesterday.
It's grown. I mean, we're going to close the year with $35 million in assets. So amazing growth, wonderful support from the community, both corporate and individual.
All right. I know we've been educating the public about the Community Foundation, but, you know, give me your elevator speech, you know, about its importance and why. And then next week, we're really going to narrow down into the several ways that you can give, because I'm not sure that it occurs to everybody and people with tax laws and everything
sure.
else. I mean, it's complicated.
It is complicated.
But if you're going to give, you might as well give to the greatest advantage you can, and there are certainly laws put in place to do that. We'll talk about that next week, but the purpose of the Community Foundation.
Well, it's really to facilitate philanthropy. So we consider ourselves a donor-centered charity. So we're there to help donors maximize their giving opportunities, maximize their tax benefits, but also have the biggest impact on the community that they can over time.
Right, and point them to where their passions are. I mean, if
exactly.
it's the arts, if it's education.
Everything. I mean, we have opportunities sure. that can cover all of those. So,
all right. So
our big product line is donor-advised funds, which are, you know, your opportunity to create your own small foundation within the foundation.
Right, without all the expense.
It's a two-page contract. We take care of all the administration, invest the assets. You know, hopefully your fund grows so you have more money to give out over time. All the while, you know, it's money that you've set outside of your assets, and it's not taxable.
Yeah, I know people like to start a family foundation. You know,
yeah.
That sort of seems to be the thing, but you can do the exact same thing
right.
without
in
all
fact,
of the...
We have many families who open funds with the Community Foundation. They call it that, you know, the Byers Family Foundation. And we're happy to let them call it whatever they want.
Yeah.
So when the check goes out, it looks like, yeah, they do really have a family foundation.
Well, that's very cool. And foundations can be any size. I think that's
absolutely.
The other thing. You know, people have grown accustomed in this country, if you weren't a Rockefeller, or you weren't, you know, a Milliken or a Scoville, you know, or a Howard G. Buffett, you know, you can't make an impact. And that's just not true.
Right. No, in fact, that's the beauty of a community foundation. You don't have to have a lot of money to have your own fund. We're happy to work with people with, you know, with small donations that build over time. The other thing that people have done with us is create a giving fund for retirement. So while they're still earning and they, you know, can take advantage of the tax deductions, they're creating a pot of money so when they're not earning anymore,
that they've got that to
yeah,
use.
It's wonderful. It's yeah. not dipping into their retirement assets. They've got it offset and ready to go when the day comes.
I think that many of us feel like giving is just a fundamental thing in life that you should do. And I wonder what holds people back sometimes. And I think that you can't underestimate I think that some people just think they can't have an impact. And I remember serving on the Public Schools Foundation, and I was blown away at what $500 could do.
Oh,
you know, how many
teacher
kids
grants.
It could impact,
mm-hmm.
you don't think of it that way.
Right.
And sometimes it's not in the tens of thousands, but it's in the hundreds. And you think about the United Way and the campaign. I mean, I've just seen too much of this to know that it's silly for you to think you can't have an impact, because
right.
you can.
I think there are a lot of things that hold people back, but the number one reason people don't give is they're not asked. So, you know, we've got to be out there. All the people involved in philanthropy and charitable work need to be asking their supporters and people that know them and like them to please donate, even if it's small.
Okay, so today, literally Giving Tuesday, and you think about that in a very local way, just like shopping or anything else,
right.
like Small Business Saturday, we want you to give, but we want you to give to local organizations
right.
and charities. Do you feel like a community has to have an equal mix of philanthropic organizations and quality of life? I mean, it's not one or the other.
Right.
You have to do all of that, right?
Well, you know, we've talked, Decatur Magazine article this month talks about why people give to things. And so you look at basic human needs. Some people want to give to food, clothing, and shelter.
Sure.
Because that they feel like people really need those to begin any path to success. Then the next level is, okay, but what about education? Once they've gotten to the food, clothing, and shelter stage and they're comfortable and feel safe, they can move on to learning. And then the quality of life things kick in, like the arts and the parks and recreation
mm-hmm.
and environmental issues, because now they've moved up that Maslow's hierarchy enough that they're able to understand that that's important for their quality of life and the whole community's quality
of life. And that's walking an individual through a life.
Exactly.
But then when it comes to worker retention and recruitment and people moving to our community, those quality of life issues are very important.
Sure. So you got to look at the root motivation for people to give. Is it to, you know, really improve the community so that other people move in, or is it to give to that one person or that one family that's really struggling?
And I think you have to do both.
You do.
Simultaneously.
You
do. Choose one or the other. You have to do both.
And people need to think broadly about that when they consider their...
Because family. When you fill jobs and you increase the tax base, I mean, you are bettering the community.
Sure.
And you're giving more opportunities. And so I you know, some people, I think, I always... It slays me when we do something big with Howard and somebody gets on Facebook and tells him what to do with his money. And I was like, you know, A, that's tacky, but B, you know, it's like, you know, why don't you start there? We'll just follow your lead on that donation.
Yeah, where's your $20?
Because what I've liked about what's happened here over the last year or so, I mean, it is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I mean, it is Dove and it is the Boys and Girls Club, but it's also the Children's Museum.
Right.
And it's also, I mean, you know, so so you have to do all of it. You can't just do one and then the other. You got to do it all simultaneously.
But the nice thing is, I think people do have a mix of interests. And when you get all the community together, you know, somehow it balances out.
It really does. And then people have passions for different things. And people who have passions, you know, for music or arts, you know, that's what they want to support.
And isn't it great? We have so many good organizations that deliver all of that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm blown away at the number of people who are willing to do the hard work. Yeah. I've never thought of raising the money as hard work. And that's probably not a good thing. That's never occurred to me that that's the heavy lifting.
Well, you're good at it, Brian. So once you get to understand that it really does connect to mission, and that if the mission's good and they're doing it well, people are going to give.
Yeah, I'm just happy there are people who are willing to do the heavy lifting on the front end. And then we have a community full of them.
We sure do.
All right, well, it's pretty amazing stuff. We look forward to next week. We're going to really tell folks about all these different ways that you can access and use the Community Foundation to make maybe things you've thought about your entire life come true for a community and for people. It's going to be pretty amazing. So looking forward to that. Thank you again. Kevin and I were over to get this Governor's Cup thing at the Turkey Tournament, and we get asked a lot to be on the front end of this for the food drive. But I say this, and I mean this clearly, it is for every human being who touches this, and it's in the tens of thousands of people when you think about all the stuff that goes on before, during, and after.
Sure.
But we couldn't do it without the Community Foundation, and you guys do such an amazing job because we're not a 501c3, and we don't, you know, we're not going to become a 501c3, but you guys are able to offer that for us. And so when we get unbelievable, like the governor, you know, giving us $25,000 or any of these other large gifts through ADM, because of you guys, we're able to do that and do it the right way. So again, publicly, thank you to the Community Foundation for their continued support for the WSOY Community Food Drive.
We're honored to be a part of it. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, and for Beth too, we have to start with you, your mom. We had a great time at the WSOY MC challenge, and I know Lindsay just saw her class yesterday. She's like in the pool every day. We had a lot of fun, so thank you for giving her to the community.
I'm gonna cry.
She's great.
Thank you.
And not only great, but we're working on some really cool stuff with District 61, and it's going to be a even better year in 2018 I think than we had in 2017. All right, how do folks get a hold of the Community Foundation if they want to find out more?
We're in the Madden Arts Center, 125 North Water. Really, face to face is a better way to have these conversations. You can call me at 429-3000 if you want to set up a time. We'll look forward to hearing from folks.
All right, we look forward to seeing you next week. We're going to really dive deep on how people can get involved.